You're listening to WFMT Chicago at 98.7 FM. We have an impromptu now, supported in part by generous contributions from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle. And a wonderful impromptu it will be, because we have with us one of the finest wind ensembles in the world, I would say, the Imani Winds, and they are Valerie Coleman, flute, Toyin Spellman-Diaz, oboe, Miriam Adam, clarinet, Jeff Scott, horn, and Monica Ellis, bassoon. And they'll be giving a concert tomorrow, Valentine's Day, 7:30 p.m., at the James Lumber Center for the Performing Arts in Grayslake. That's at the College of Lake County. And we're going to begin with a piece written by Valerie and arranged by Simon Shaheen. It is Tsigan. We'll talk about it later, but let's hear it now.
Thank you.
That was Tsigan by Valerie Coleman, played by the Imani Winds. And one thing I noticed, everybody gets a chance to shine in that piece, which is a wonderful thing. So, Valerie, you're the composer or one of the composers in the group, and maybe you can tell me a little bit about how you came to write that piece and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we had this wonderful collaboration with Palestinian oud player Simon Shaheen, and we had been developing a program with him, and it was mainly his music, but also me and Jeff had a chance to contribute to the concert itself. So this actually came after the fact, but I was so inspired by that collaboration and also inspired by the sounds of gypsies and the common thread between the Middle Eastern sound and the Eastern Bloc. So I decided to create this piece. But yes, you're absolutely right that every person here has a chance to shine. That is completely by design, because when we usually do collaborations, our guest artist gets a chance to shine quite a bit. And every now and then, members of the group can come out and do their own thing, you know, their little song and dance. But for this particular piece, I really wanted to show the virtuosity of the group through the sound and through the idea, the concept of gypsy violin. And we all know gypsy violin to be something that's passionate and virtuosic, and you know, the sound is always intense. So I'm thinking, man, we can do that. We're wind musicians. You know, who cares? We can do this too. So that's how it came about.
Well, that seems to be the attitude in general about the sort of stuff that you play. You know, we're going to find a way to play this if we like it. And, you know, you'll find someone to do the arrangements or do them yourselves, or write a piece to show off what the group can do, because let's face it, the repertoire for wind quintet is somewhat limited. And this next music that we're about to hear is a perfect example of that. How can you not love Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky? And someone probably decided, yeah, we can do that too. So how did that all start?
It started with a dream. No.
Of course it did.
Well, it wasn't originally an arrangement made for us. The man who arranged it, Jonathan Russell, who is a student at Rutgers University, he made it for... Is that right, Rutgers?
He was at,
yes. Yes. He was Princeton. Sorry. Another Jersey University.
Right.
Yeah. He wrote it for a group in San Francisco. And we found it and we liked it. And we said, hey, Jonathan, can you possibly expand it so it could be 20 minutes as opposed to 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. And so that's how this particular arrangement came about.
And are there aspects of it that you think work particularly well for your ensemble?
Well, the thing about Rite of Spring is it's such an incredible piece of music.
Yeah. To
begin with, you don't have to mess with Igor Stravinsky's original writing too much to make something fantastic. So we just took the parts that we thought would work, most highlighted the wind parts, mm-hmm. and it's almost the same. We do imitate trumpets and timpani in some parts, but really, Stravinsky's writing really shines through in this arrangement.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Works for me. Maybe I missed the bass drum, but that's about it. Anyway, very nice, very nice. And what strikes me is that, of course, you guys are all magnificent on your instruments, and it takes great coordination and rhythmic coordination to pull something like that off so well. And I'd be curious to know how you all found each other, if there's a story there. Who wants to tell it?
There is definitely a story there. And it comes back to Valerie Coleman, our flutist, who is the founding member. We're all founding members, but it was her idea 16 years ago in 1997 to put together a wind quintet, which of course is the standard configuration for wind players, put together an ensemble made up of African-American and Latino musicians. That was definitely her concept, to try something that had never been done before. She even calls it an experiment to just see what would happen if our commonalities in heritages would result in the music being a certain way. And in all honesty, that has completely surpassed our persona at this point. Most certainly, we have developed a language of our own. We definitely speak Imani, for sure.
Yeah.
And so there must be something to be said about that Imanics, right. There must be something to be said about that general common background, but it really, like I said, has surpassed itself. It's early on, we were just wanting to be the best at this craft of being wind quintet musicians. We rehearsed 8 hours a day. We, you know, were post-graduate school when we had that kind of time. None of us were married at the time. There weren't any children at the time. There are now. And we just had the opportunity to kind of bring together ourselves and be the best that we could be. And we took competitions that led to management. Management led to touring, and more and more and more. We began to want to do albums. We, you know, got together with a label, publicist, you know, and the list goes on.
Yeah.
But the music, truly, at this point, we would like to think, speaks for itself.
And the nice thing is you're reaching out to other folks and inspiring them on a regular basis. There's that wonderful festival you folks are doing every summer in New York. Why doesn't someone tell us about that?
Well, yes, the Imani Winds Chamber Music Festival is one of our latest and greatest endeavors. And it started as a brainchild of Valerie, our founder, and we all kind of had this idea that we are needed on the road as clinicians, and you know, we give masterclasses and workshops and career seminars as it is already on the road, and we wanted to be able to expand that a little bit and call our own shots, as it were. So we developed this 10-day intensive program that is masterclasses and workshops and career seminars and also individual instrument masterclasses, and we invite guest artists from all over the world, really, but that are, we're lucky to be based in New York City. It takes place at the Juilliard School and around Lincoln Center,
yeah.
So location definitely helps with the success of it, because the students come from all over, and they're pre-professional, some of them are entering grad school, and we've also developed it to the point where it has become a festival. So it's not just the institute part of Imani Winds' educational arm, but it is also a chance to present concerts and to present music and repertoire that we love, and to collaborate with all of our favorite musicians who just might be in town.
And if there's a young musician somewhere who might want to attend, how would they go about doing that?
They would go to imaniwindsfestival.com. And sign their life away. No, but there you can find out everything. And it's also, there's a link on our website, imaniwinds.com, but definitely imaniwindsfestival.com.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for coming in today. I really appreciate it. Should be a wonderful concert tomorrow night. You're going to do one more piece for us, and it's Spanish music. Who wants to tell us about that? Go right ahead.
Well, this is a great arrangement of the four Spanish pieces by DeFeo, which were originally for piano. We've been concertizing all of them for some years now. One of the most fun movements is this last one, Andalusia, which really gets the band sort of whipping into a frenzy. You feel like dancing right away from the first four bars. So we hope you enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you. The Imani Winds performing music of Manuel de Falla, Andaluza, from the Four Spanish Dances. By the way, the Stravinsky, which we heard just before that, is going to be released as a commercial recording. It'll be available right around the time of the 100th anniversary of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring in May. So, get out and see this concert with the Imani Winds tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., James Lumber Center for the Performing Arts in Grays Lake, at the College of Lake County. Our thanks to these fine musicians, Valerie Coleman, flute, Toyin Spellman-Diaz, oboe, Miriam Adam, clarinet, Jeff Scott, horn, and Monica Ellis, bassoon. Thanks also to Louise Frank for producing and to our music producer, Josh Sofajoe. This impromptu is supported in part by generous contributions from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please consider joining the Fine Arts Circle yourself. You can become a WFMT member now by pledging online at WFMT.com.